Agot and Ner Shabbos, we're about to begin Bez Hashem, Shir number 171. And today we're going to talk about Rav Zelig Pliskin's book about taking action. The idea of Zerizus and a joyful art of Zerizus. To do things with zest, with alacrity. And it is connected to self-esteem because if one develops self-esteem, it's easier to do this. The idea of Zerizus is to take action with an appropriate speed. There are words used for this quality in English, alacrity, or promptness, or swiftness, or quickness. Someone who has this quality is said to be what we call proactive, which is the opposite of being lazy, or the opposite of procrastinating. And it is a challenge. Rav Zelig Pliskin, a challenge for him. Certainly a challenge to the speaker of the Shiurim very often, and for many. And focusing on Zerizus, joyful Zerizus. Joyful Zerizus means that when you're taking action, it's coming from a goodwill, a healthy place that has a Simchas HaChaim built into it, a joy, meaningful, fulfilling, and at the same time, calmness. People seem to sometimes mix it up and say, if you're Zerizus, if you're very with alacrity and you're going quick with things, you're not thinking things through, you're being hasty. No, it's a calmness with a simcha, taking action consistently, timely, without the hesitation and delay, but also you had the proper preparation. You're not doing it mindlessly either. It's an art. And most of us, he says, this content of what he's talking about here is not a luxury. It's an absolute necessity. Many of us have that lazy streak in us, and we have a procrastination aspect of us that holds back from being what we could be and from doing all the meaningful things that we could possibly do. Sometimes it's a physical aspects to it too. Someone's like not in shape, or they're not eating healthy, or they're not sleeping enough, that could also affect a person not to be behave in a Zerizus, healthy Zerizus way. So that's part of it also, taking care of our physical health. But it combines with emotional health, with a joyful willpower, and it can enhance many areas in life, whether it's spiritual areas, professional areas, interactions with family, interactions with friends, the emotional quality of one's life. All this is affected by positively when you have this Zerizus. A lot of people do many positive things, but they do it with a lot of unnecessary stress, with unnecessary tension. And they sometimes feel frustration and even anger when they're doing those things. And for those people, it's not just Zerizus, it's the calm Zerizus. A centered emotional state, a balanced emotional state, an idea of doing this with an inner peace. Zerizus does not contradict having inner peace. When you're taking action on things, it comes with a yishuv hadas, it comes with a peace of mind. And people who will start enjoying to take action, they'll find great fulfillment in their accomplishments. They'll have a higher quality life than if we'd be lazy or procrastinate. And it's not easy for many of us not to procrastinate. And we need to work on it. Now, the Arches Tzadikim, which is a famous Musa Sefer, chapter Tesvav, talks about the quality of Zerizus. And it says it's the crown jewel of all character traits. Because with this quality, you could take action to do whatever's necessary to refine all your other traits. Because one who is lazy won't take those steps. The Gemara Makkah says, a person is led to where he wills to go. If you have a strong will for the positive, you'll lead a positive life. Ratzon means a strong will, that the stronger your ratzon is for something, the more mental power you will apply to achieve it or to acquire it. There's another saying that Ein lecha davar oimid b'fnei haratzon. There's nothing that stands in the way of a strong ratzon. So remember those times when you did have a strong ratzon for something and it gave you inner strength to continue along that path. That memory will help find easier to access that strength more often. The Chinuch says that our character is developed a lot by our choice of actions. It's a famous Chinuch. mitzvah tesavav, that our pa'ulais, our external behaviors, affect our internal being. So a lot of how we are inside and what we create is based on how we act. And we act in a way that's aligning with the positive traits and attributes. That is who we ultimately become. See, there's many expressions of artistic talents. Some artists draw beautiful paintings. Some take pictures with their cameras. Some design buildings and homes. Some write books and poems. Some surface the meal. Some compose and play music. Some are teachers. Some are storytellers. The greatest artists are those who create meaningful lives for themselves and for others. And when you master the art of taking action with a joyful zerisus, that will enhance the life you created for yourself. Now, to have intelligence is great, to have education is great, chinuch and potential is all great, but without action, you won't be able to accomplish or achieve. A person with average intelligence and with a limited education, with mediocre potential, if they believe that, will be able to still accomplish and achieve many, many, many great things by taking focused actions. And consider that thought, that if I were to master joyful willpower, and we're able to follow through on the positive actions that I choose, what would I choose today? And it's something that's kedai to daven for, to ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya to help you with. Many, many meaningful accomplishments can happen if you go about doing this. So he talks about the awesome power of joyful willpower. The idea, first of all, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem himself, gave you the tremendous potential for power, the ability to make choices. Unlike animals who follow their instincts, we human beings are blessed with the ability to choose our thoughts, to choose our words, to choose our actions, and that is the most valuable ability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to people. Therefore, it's upon us as a responsibility given by Hashem to choose our thoughts properly, to choose our words properly, and to choose our actions with the proper willpower, the proper self-discipline. And that is really the art of Zerizus, of utilizing that willpower for the good. Willpower, people sometimes have a heavy feeling when they hear that. They say, I have to carry like major weight. You have discouraged. I lack power. I don't have enough willpower. I asked Hashem, he didn't give it to me yet. And one needs to really recognize that it starts from your thoughts with Bechira. Your thoughts are the source of your willpower, and your actions will take flow from the thoughts about them. And every step you take is through the use of your willpower. You choose to read is your willpower. You choose to walk, that's willpower. Even the laziest person will use his willpower to eat whatever he's eating. So the idea is you have willpower. Every person does. The question is how he uses it. How he uses it. The truth is, if you think about it this way, he talks about a weight situation here or eating unhealthy. A person who wants to watch his weight knows that he shouldn't eat food that's not conducive to health and fitness. And he may excuse a chocolate binge or ice cream binge by saying he has no willpower, but in truth, when he binges on the chocolate, his will to overindulge on the unhealthy snack is stronger at the moment than his will to refrain from eating it. So there's a will there. He just has a current willpower that's stronger than the knowledge that I shouldn't be eating this. And over time and work, you could have the willpower of I shouldn't be eating this overriding your desire to eat that thing. There is a simcha that comes with mastering this joyful willpower to do what's in your best interest. That you could practice this. You could practice this. Take 2 minutes a day, for example, consciously saying to yourself, I choose the power to move my hands and feet. And you repeat that for the next 2 minutes as you move your hands and feet. And you will practice that. It's called joyful willpower, that it sort of ingrains in your mind that you're actually able to do something for yourself. We live our lives one moment at a time, and to choose joyful willpower moment by moment is key. And that's the idea. He says one person once said to I think it's Rav Pliskin himself, but I don't have willpower, I don't get up for shachris, and I tend to stay in my room instead of coming to the study hall to study with my charusa, and I'm late for everything. And he explained that the only person who can get you willpower is yourself. You can't buy it. It's not in a store. You have it within you. But he says, I don't have it. If I had it, I would get up on time and I would study more. But then he said, wait a minute. You know, you come on time to eat meals. Do you like to eat? Oh, I love to eat, but I overeat because I don't have willpower. And he said, you're fooling yourself, because if you didn't like to eat and you ate too much, then it would make sense to claim that you don't have sufficient willpower. But since you do like to eat, it's your will that's choosing you to eat. Intellectually, you realize that you should be more careful with what you eat. But every single food that reaches your mouth shows that you're exercising the will to retrieve the food with a fork or with a spoon that is in your hand. And that will moves the food into your mouth. It's a choice. Your eating is nothing but your will and your choice. When you start thinking along those lines, then you will learn to exercise your will to say and do things thousands of times each and every day, and that's what you're doing. You'll recognize you have the power to shift that. Your body is following your mind's requests, and if you improve your will and what you want, you'll find the choices that you will make ultimately will be higher choices, better choices. Now, this person was serious about making his positive changes, and he suggested you write a vision of what you will want to accomplish. And he said he was amazed at the opportunities that opened up to him through this willpower. And once it starts, the simcha increases, the determination increases. It's hard. It's hard to do this when you feel you're in a funk. You're in a state where you really don't feel up to doing this. But it is truly rewarding. And we're going to talk more about it. It's something we all need to do and work on. And when we learn how to do this with a calm peace of mind, with a yishuv hadas, and with an inner simcha, it'll change our lives drastically for the better. Bracha and hatzlacha.